much.
Okay, it's just me. Never mind.
That's why you can't go out after these shows after you drink your big glass of stuff with your vodka, huh?
Yep.
Oh, so what, it makes me wonder how the Scottish curling team is doing this year.
Good point.
It should be in their genes. Well, you know.
No. I wouldn't want to carry a 40-pound rock in my jeans. Insert obligatory Big Fatty's balls coming here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Oh, he's at his...
He's at the horror.
He's at a weekend.
Horror weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So he's probably about elbow deep right about now. So
he's getting his fatty on.
He's getting his fatty on. He got a fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's getting his fatty on.
Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1583 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 18th of February 2014. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty, please don't talk so loud. A little show, y'all. We're going to open some VD cards. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, hangovers. Big Fatty. Oh, poor little, I mean, Squeaky Kitty and I are just, we're not up to par today. Well, Poodle, that's because y'all drank that gin too fast. Yes, Big Fatty, I don't know how you do it. Well, just, you know, you've got to be inexperienced. Can you just imagine how you'd feel if you had as much to drink as the Vons? Yo,
Big Fatty, please, not so loud.
You'd be, quite frankly, pickled. Pickled. You'd be pickled. Big Fatty, pickled. Oh, dear, Gussie. Oh, y'all, I dropped the cellular telephonic device, and, you know, I've got the dating site running, but anyway, Poodle, you and Squeaky Kitty had quite the reaction from the audience. They just loved hearing you and the Squeaky Kitty trying the Tangerine.
Big Fatty, it's very tasty, but it's just, what did you think, Squeaky Kitty? Oh, that's what I thought too.
But anyway, so I'll be drinking the rest of the gin this week.
Big Fatty, you are such a provider. Thank you so much for doing that.
But anyway, and Poodle, I saved the Valentine's cards because you were kind of, you know, you had seen the meat. You had seen the meat. Yes, Big Fatty, you can say that again. You had said, Big Fatty, please don't talk so loud. But anyway, but y'all, I think today I am going to, because y'all, I have had the Bombay Blue Sapphire, because you know that's the drink of choice of Digger and T. Wiggles. By the way, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at Stick It With A Poke, and evidently there have been some errors on the celebrations of exiting the birth canal, because they announced on their little show this past Saturday night that it was T. Wiggles' celebration of exiting the birth canal. But, y'all, it wasn't. It was Big Fatty had one right. It was back on the 8th of February. But, y'all, the assistant, I think the assistant, are you okay, Squeaky Kitty? Okay. The assistant, y'all, I think the assistant's just mad as a snake at me. Just mad as a snake, because y'all, I hadn't heard from the assistant this entire year. And y'all, we missed a very, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal yesterday on the 17th. Y'all, it was Mr. Zed. It was Mr. Zed's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, you know what that means? That means that the night of the 17th that had him. You know, he's the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, he's going to have to be giving up some of that sweet pussy. Freddy, please, Volga. He's gonna just he's gonna be a puppet. B, Freddy. But anyway, so Mr. Zed, I hope had him made your birthday very special. But anyway, I was talking about the gin. You know that Digger and T. Wiggles. They love the Bombay Sapphire, as does Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive. She loves the Bombay Sapphire also. And I've had that before, so y'all, I'm not going to drink that one today. But I think I'm going to have, today I'm going to have the Seagram's Extra Dry gin. But we'll be going in the test kitchen a little bit later for that. But, baby, let's open the Valentine's. Maybe they'll make me feel better. I think that's an excellent, just an excellent idea. Make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it a heart, and your wish will come true. Dear Gussie, y'all, in addition to that cat, that we got from Tom the Rambo Reedy that we opened on VD. Y'all, with this one here from that Timmy Sims. Oh, baby, I just love Timmy Sims. Don't you, Squeaky Kitty? And, oh, look at that. That's just as cute as it can be. Big Freddy, you don't even have it out of the envelope. Well, but I can see it's got little hearts on it. But, y'all, did he glue it inside the envelope? Oh, Big Freddy, look, you see? Oh, dear, Gussie, it's a little heart all over the floor. Oh, I should have known. Well, at least it's not glitter. But anyway, Timmy, thank you. Thank you so much for making a big old fucking mess. Ready, please. It says, and by the way, this is addressed to both you and me, Poodle. Oh, Ready, look, it's a little teddy bear and he's holding the heart balloons. And we'll open it up. Oh, dear, Gussie, Big Ready, there's more of those little hearts going all over the floor. Look at that, Squeaky Kitty. You cleaned some of those up. And it says, "Hey, Rorty, hi, Poodle, hi." It says, "Wishing you a happy heart today. Happy Valentine's Day. Love you both. Much hugs and kisses and belly rubs. Timmy sent, oh no, Timmy and hashtag let's a big fatty. That is just lovely. Oh, and a big fatty and Squeaky Kitty and I are going to go look at this and clean up the floor." Okay, y'all go do that. Okay, and then I'll open the others and I'll just hand them to you. They're lovely. Y'all, the next one's from that Jimmy Bear. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. And y'all, oh, it's a Hallmark card. Oh, Big Honey, look, it's a kitty. And it says, "Happy Valentine's Day." And y'all, it's a smiley kitty. And it says, "Dear Big Honey and Poodle Magnolia, hi. To someone who always knows how to make me smile. Happy Valentine's Day. Love, Jimmy Bear." Big Freddy, I want to look at that one, too. Oh, go get Squeaky Kitty, too. All right. Well, y'all can take that one over there also. And y'all, the next one here is from, y'all, it's from the Robs. It is from the Robs, and let's just open it. Oh, y'all, they've taped it closed. And let's just open it up here. Let's just see what we got here. Oh, man, honey, it's another kitty. And y'all, it's a kitty with wearing a purple hat and drinking a glass of wine and wearing the pearls, a pearl necklace. Big honey, that's vulgar. And you open it up and it says, "Wishing you a perfectly fabulous Valentine's Day, Poodle." Yay! And Big Fatty. Oh, happy Valentine's Day with lots of love. The Robs. P.S. Maybe you'll get a heart-shaped cake. Big Fatty, I didn't get one. No, but you know that... Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver posted a heart shaped thing that that Daddy David put up on the face space.
Big Fatty, did you see that?
Yes, Miss Beaver sent it to me, and it was testicles. It was big stones, as they say. But y'all, that was not Big Fatty in that picture, because Big Fatty's heart would be much bigger.
Big Fatty, got your vulgar.
Big
Fatty, we've got that cat over here too now.
And y'all, then Princess Hala, oh, she has sent a purple card. Y'all, she's taped it up like the skull. She's just taped it up like the skull, and you open it. Oh,
Big Fatty, look, it's got glitter on it. Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, dear Gussie, look at this. And it's got all these little glitter dots around it, and it says, sweet people deserve sweet things. And y'all, it's all kinds of little cake pops on the front. And you open it up, and it says, so you should have a pretty great Valentine's Day. You are, and I know how one... Wow, wait a minute, I can't read this.
Big Fatty.
And I know how much you like glitter. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading two things. It's the boy genius has written, you are one of the funniest people I know. Love, boy genius. And then Princess Hana wrote, and I know how much you like glitter. You will always mean the world to me. Love, Princess Hana. And y'all, is something here that I got to figure out how this works. But it's it pops up or something like that. I don't know how does this work here? Oh, it's just a
Big Fatty. Look at that. That's all fancy.
Y'all, it is fancy. It kind of becomes three-dimensional.
Big Fatty, I love it.
And y'all, I tell you what, I think I'll take a picture. I'll take a picture of all these lovely Valentine's cards, and we'll get it posted over at the BFB.
Big Fatty, there's still those little hearts from Timmy Sims just everywhere. Right, Squeaky?
and so there. And y'all, you know... there was something I forgot to tell you about the weekend. Y'all, evidently over in Augusta at the Hara Hotel, y'all, this weekend they had an earthquake.
Big Fatty, are you sure it wasn't just you having gas?
No, it wasn't, believe it or not. But, y'all, what is that? That's Italian spaghetti. And, y'all... It was on Friday night, y'all, and that's when I wasn't feeling so good, and y'all, it woke me up out of a dead sleep, and I've been in an earthquake with Miss Kitty down there in the New Zealand, and you know, they have those down there in the New Zealand all the time. You know, they have those tremors. They have tremors.
Big Fatty, you have tremors, and I had tremors after having all that gin yesterday.
Well, you know, not that kind of tremor, but y'all, it woke me up out of a dead sleep. I didn't know what it was, but I was able to go back to sleep. But y'all, I forgot to tell you about that. Y'all, also on Friday, y'all, I got my income tax refund from the state of South Kakalaki. So y'all, I've got the Ford Escape all paid for, and I've got my money back from the feds, as they call it, from the feds and from the South Kakalaki. Kalakians.
Big Fatty, go fix your gin.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all. I've prepared the Seagram's tonic. Put a poodle of we're out of limes.
Big Fatty, we had too many in ours yesterday. Squeaky Kitty wanted two, and I wanted two, so then we put them all in there.
Oh, and wonder there's no fucking lime today.
Big Fatty, I can't look at that gin. I need to go take an effervescent tablet. Squeaky Kitty needs one also. We're gonna go have effervescent tablets.
All right, y'all go enjoy that. Y'all, can you hear that?
Big Fatty.
I'm going to give it the first taste. Now, I don't have limes in here, so it's probably not going to be I don't know. Maybe I'll just try them all without lime. Big fatty. Well, I have to say, that's better than I thought it was going to be. Because, y'all, quite frankly, I thought the Seagram's was going to be my least favorite of all of these, but that's not so bad. And let's see, what do I like about it? Well, it was better than expected. What did I not like about it? Well, I guess I had preconceived notions. How does it compare to your favorite brand? I like the Tang. It doesn't have the Tanqueray bite that I like to have. And would you be willing to purchase? I wouldn't be against it. It probably wouldn't be my first choice, but it's not so bad. Now, y'all, it's actually quite refreshing. That's what I have to say about the Seagram's. Yes, Big Freddy! I gotta see y'all over here at spotting Big Fatty, and y'all. Last time we were over here, that Peter G had spotted Big Fatty at the Winter Games, and y'all had some sort of boot lace problem. But Big Fatty, your leg is still hiked up in the air, and y'all, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty. Big Fatty's Olympic torch is burning high and long and hot. Big Fatty, that is a vulgar picture. And quite frankly, if that picture was correct, Big Fatty probably should get some sort of cooling salve to go on. But yeah, you gotta go see that. And then Frequency spotted Big Fatty's Olympic moment. Y'all, Big Fatty is doing some sort of, I don't know what I'm doing. It appears to be a triple Lutz or a... Y'all, I don't know, but that just... It looks dangerous. And y'all, I thought Spot and Crazy said that there was going to be some Volga post during Gen Week. Spot and Crazy, you better get on it. And y'all, sensible pictures in. Y'all, I'm going to close out today with a thing that my mother sent me. You know, every once in a while she gets a good one. Y'all, it says, a young man shopping in a supermarket noticed a little old lady following him around. If he stopped, she stopped. Furthermore, she kept staring at him. She finally overtook him at the checkout, and she turned to him and said, I hope I haven't made you feel ill at ease. It's just that you look so much like my late son. He answers, well, that's okay. She says, I know it's silly, but if you could just call out goodbye, hi, Mom, as I leave the store, it would make me feel so happy. Then she went through the checkout, and as she was on her way out of the store, the man called out, goodbye, Mom! And the little old lady waved and smiled back at him, and pleased that he had brought a little sunshine into someone's life, he went to pay for his groceries. That comes to $121.85, said the clerk. He says, how come so much? I only bought 5 items, the clerk replied. Yeah, but your mother said you'd be paying for her things, too. Oh, I guess y'all, I thought that one was pretty good. And the last thing on there says, never trust a little old lady. Big Fatty! Poodle, you must feel better after that effervescent tablet. Big Fatty, it's amazing how much better you feel. And y'all, quite honestly, this Seagram's is not too bad. I think it'll be just fine, y'all. I turned the Olympics on Monday night, and y'all, I was out like a light about 8:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I slept so good. So good. It was just lovely. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. And Gavin and Jimmy Bear, what did you think about today's little show?
He's getting his fatty on.
Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Oh, no. Big Fatty always gets his fatty on. Volga!
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.